AircheckDownloads.com. James and Erica.
Monday morning. A glorious weekend.
Wasn't it sunny?
Oh, fantastic weather and our chests full of pride this morning. An England win yesterday.
Really?
In the cricket. Yes. Ah. England beat Australia. Woo! Well done, boys. We're so proud of you. Come on, England. Meanwhile, in South Africa, the bags are being packed. Good morning.
It's been a hard time, and you wonder...
Oh, it's cold. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. James and Erica with Jimmy Ruffin and the Beatles. Before that, of course, Sir Paul McCartney had a bit of a busy weekend. Last night, he was playing in Hyde Park, at Hyde Park Calling, but also in Wales on Saturday night. What a night, and what a night for all of our winners over the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely brilliant shows.
Now, hello to Lynn Williams, who's in Wales. Morning, James. Morning, Erica. I was at Paul's concert on Saturday night. He was amazing. I've waited such a long time to see him. He didn't disappoint, and I'm still floating on adrenaline. Do you know what? He played, what, 38 songs on his set list?
That's a long set.
That is good value, isn't it?
A big show, and you think he needed a rest, but less than 24 hours later, as you say, he was in Hyde Park performing at Hard Rock Calling, and at one point he looked out into the crowd, the sea of fans, and said, I'm just going to take a second to drink this in, this is so cool, until he spotted one fan holding a sign up that said, Sir Paul, sign my butt and I'll get it tattooed, to which he then answered on stage, no.
As you do. What were you doing there yesterday then?
That wasn't me.
7 minutes past 8 o'clock, the greatest hits of all time continue. In the sunshine, welcome to Monday morning, and the greatest hits continue. Tragedy. Here's the Bee Gees on Gold. Bee Gees, Tragedy, it's Gold. Good morning, James, Erica, it is Monday. John Osborne is looking after David Jensen's show today. Why? Well, David is away. And it's a bit weird. Did you know that he's actually touching down in Canada today on the same day as the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh begin their state tour? Is there a connection between
the
two?
That's a bit spooky, isn't it?
He is like the prodigal son returning, isn't he? He turns up in Canada, he just flies through immigration, they kiss him and they... Mwah! Welcome home, Dave.
I hope they've made sure they're not all on the same flight, because that could be disastrous.
You make a good point. Is it 8:15?
The glorious songs continue next on Gold Breakfast with the Supremes and Buddy Holly. And we've got glorious weather this Monday as well. Certainly to start off with, a dry and bright day at first, but there will be showers reaching Wales and most parts of northern England later on this afternoon, but still feeling very warm with a mild, muggy high of 28 degrees. Boy, is my hair suffering. I'm really frizzy at the moment. Now at 8:16, let's look at the travel on Gold Breakfast.
Gold Breakfast with James and Eric.
Diana Ross and the Supremes on Gold. Glorious sunshine.
Glorious sunshine.
That's what I was trying to say. Thank you, Erica. I'm just so glad you're here to bail me out this morning. 8:23. Welcome to Gold. It is Monday morning.
Something that's going to shock you. Revealed this morning, the average woman has 19 pairs of shoes in her wardrobe at any one time. This study has found that spending an average of £34.99 on each pair of heels, pumps, boots, sandals and wedges that we buy adds up to a whopping £16,400 across a lady's lifetime.
How many pairs of shoes? Now, you are a woman who is above average in almost everything, I would say.
I do have more pairs of shoes than 19, but I think that's down to the fact that I can't bear to part with any pairs of shoes. So I have kept a lot, even if they do hurt me and give me blisters. And I really know in the back of my mind I'm never going to wear them again, but I have to keep them.
I'm sure I've got about 7 pairs of shoes, I think.
7's pretty pathetic. What are they?
Shoes. I don't know. They sort of go on your feet, really.
But sandals?
Yeah, no, I've got a couple of pairs of flip-flops. Oh, actually, I didn't include them, so that's 9. It does add up, doesn't it?
How many does your wife have?
Oh, Lord only knows. She's got that cupboard, which we open it up and they all fall out. It looks like some kind of sample shop.
But that happens anyway.
My dad was in the shoe trade.
And really?
Yeah, he was. And he used to go around the country for some part of England and selling to the shops, you know, for a company. And so we, at any one time, had... we must have had about 400 different samples.
Brilliant. You know. Why wasn't I born into your family?
I don't know. You'd have to be Heather Mills, because we only had one of them. Seriously. Because the other one went off to...
I get it.
It's 25 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's gold. Don't look at me like that.
David Bowie, the Gene Genie on gold. James, Erica. It's Monday morning. Talking shoes. Hello, Carl Bell. At the last count, my girlfriend had 260 pairs of shoes. She must be pushing 300 by now. Yes, we are asking her, how many pairs of shoes do you own?
I don't know who she is, Carl, but I like her already. Emma Gordon's been in touch as well. 36. How do I know that? Because my husband counted them, then lined up the ones he wanted me to get rid of, and I'm not kidding either.
Do let us know. How many pairs of shoes have you got? You can text us on 80038.
Give us a ring on 0845 231 8888, or send us an email via the website. That's mygoldmusic.com/breakfast.
Going to play you Aretha Franklin. Great song on the way alongside John Parson and Elmo's Fire. That'll sound brilliant in the sunshine in just a moment. It's Monday morning. It's the 28th of June. It's news time.
It's 8:30. I'm Andy Hayes in the Gold News Centre. Aircheckdownloads.com.